Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America.
Good morning.
We're so excited about our show today, right, Laura?
Right, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice
and be glad in it. So we are really glad today because Laura is God's girl, and God has my back.
That's right. We're just so excited.
If he has my back, he's got your back. Right, Laura?
That's right.
So we're excited about being God's girls and trusting us to just blow the trumpet today on this amazing topic. So we want to say good morning and welcome to our Mornings at the Mansion show. I am Marlo Mosey, your host, and you guys know we are hanging out with my amazing co-host, Miss
Laura Kelly.
Yes. So good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
So I'm so grateful that you are here with me today. Once again.
Yes. And I'm so blessed to be with my twin sister.
I know, right? It's so awesome that we really are. The Lord continues to reveal that to us on a weekly basis.
Yes.
It's kind of hilarious, but it's okay.
It's
right.
Okay.
It's okay. And we thank God for one another and for just being able to ride in the same car and do life together in this supernatural place. Amen.
Amen.
For the kingdom cause.
For the glory of God. Amen.
Yes. And today is just so majestic. It's such a beautiful day. We have amazing weather here in Pantego, Texas. We are actually located at the Mansion on Park Road. That's 2700 West Park Road Drive. That's Pantego. Hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. So it's just beautiful weather here in the DFW area. We just thank God for whatever He brings us.
Yes, all season.
Yes.
For
lately, we've been having all seasons in 1 month. So, So we're just like, put your sweater in the car and your shorts on the other side. America. Okay.
Yes.
So it is what it is. But we all know that, you know, the Lord has told us about the season.
That's
so
right.
Don't be surprised
That's
if you read the same book we read. Don't tell me.
Right.
Okay. She's like, oh my God, can you believe it?
No,
I can.
You can?
It's so awesome. But we just want to say welcome to our morning show. We have an amazing topic today. It's just such a nugget to know that the Lord is calling us in this season to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
Just, you know how you hit the button on like, whoop, whoop, yeah,
I'm
on
sorry.
The TV and on the remote and on the garage. Because the last week, my garage wouldn't even go up. I was like, we got to reprogram it.
On the cell phone.
Yes, you got to turn it off and reset it and reboot, whatever, right? So we have to learn that we have to do that to ourselves.
Yes.
And to our heart and to our spirit man, you know,
yes.
Mind, body, and soul, you
right.
know, and know that. It's really important, you know, really it is our clarion call and it's our responsibility as people to be able to do that so that we can see clearly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Please, then now, the rain has come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, hello, America. That's what that is. So, callers, feel free to call in today and our call in number, that's 646-668-2247. And join in on this amazing topic today. We're going to come from Isaiah 43. That is our anthem scripture, 43:18-19. And we're going to hear what the Lord has to say about the reset button. You know, and it's really our spiritual reset. You know, of course, we're physical people. You know, but the main component of who we are is our spirit. And it deals with our heart. And just knowing that God has called us to do that. Really, He has an expectation of us. So how does that kind of, what do you think about or what do you elevate to when you talk about this topic?
Well, to me, God's doing a new thing every day in our lives, and we have to be open to change.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get comfortable in our own area where we're at the time, and we're comfortable, and then when things happen, I mean, it's changed when
it
comes.
It happens.
It happens. And that's where the growth comes. The growth comes
true,
in.
True.
And we have to let go of some stuff.
That's true.
Letting go of some stuff because God's about to do a new thing.
Yes.
So we have to be open-minded to change.
That's true. It's also the season of the sword, too.
Yeah.
So, like
yeah.
you're saying, letting go, cutting away.
Yeah.
You have to do that. And a lot of times it's people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the people that we really love.
Yeah. And it's painful, but we got to do it.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I just would just encourage everyone to feel free to listen and get closer to your phones or your computers and really hear what the Lord is saying to each and every one of you in this season, because I'm here. Every minister, I listen to this and I minister to myself, and it's really not me, and it's, you know, really not you, but collectively, you know, and there's power in numbers. So we're here today, America, to put 10,000 supplies.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
So that is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it over the airwaves, and we just ask that you all would pray for us as the Lord continues to call us from dimension to dimension in this season. So we're no longer doing levels. We're doing dimensions.
Yes.
So if you're coming, come on. Okay,
yes.
As we go. So I'm telling you, I'm just so excited about it. But God has such a, like he's talking to us in the word of Isaiah. And we're going to go to that scripture right after we come from commercial. And we're going to read that and resonate on it. But he really is calling us to that new thing. And this is the thing. And that's why I love the new wine that we do. Because it comes from Matthew 9:17, where it talks about shedding the old wine.
Yes.
Everybody wants new stuff. But they want to put it in old stuff.
Yes.
And
I want to change.
Yes. And it just don't look like that, because that new thing will wear out the old thing quickly, and then the new thing will be gone away,
right.
And then you get all upset about it and feel in some type of way, and then there's really nothing you can do but hit the reset button.
That's right.
Okay? And
that's
regroup
right.
in your mind and your heart. And I'm telling you, when you do that, things really begin to happen. And I always see the flower garden, you know, the garden with the new flowers. It's like spring.
Yeah,
you know, that's why people
call
it spring clean and spring this and that, because you're shedding away the old things and getting ready for the new things and the freshness. And so we really have to do that in our spirit.
Yeah, every day, all the time. Because if you think you have overcome and there's no change that needs to be done, then we're in trouble.
Think again, America. Think again. That's what I call reset. Okay, or just a new start, you know, but still dealing with that new, you know. So we're excited about that. And we're going to come back and talk about that after our commercial. So we're going to go to commercial now. So turn to Isaiah 43, everyone, 18 through 19, and get ready to hear what God is saying to you today. We'll be right back.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away,
welcome back, America, to our Mornings at the Mansion show. Welcome back, Laura. You ready, girl?
I'm so ready share the word of God.
I know, right? So we're going to just dive in.
And it's so alive that fire is just going to, woo!
I'm telling you. So we're going to go to Isaiah 43:18-19. So Laura's going to take us there.
Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. See, I will do a new thing. No, it shall spring forth. Shall you not be aware of it?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark. Shall you not be aware of it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers and in the desert. And in the desert.
Come on now. And that's kind of like the wasteland, that dry place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four corners we're going to kind of elaborate a little bit on. We're going to try to. We don't know what that is. We just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll just flow with us today. One of the first corners we want to talk about in the very beginning, at the peak of the scripture, it says, forget the former things. It will only weigh you down and keep you from where you are going. That's why it's so important that we forget the former things. The second place is do not dwell on the past.
Yeah.
It'll just jumble up your mind and your heart and just become garbage. Because we can all collect garbage in our minds and in our hearts. And we want to be very mindful of that. It's no room for that. When you're making a fresh start, you have to acknowledge that the fresh start is really a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that mercy new every morning.
Yeah.
That's that grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know that with the new day, because every day is a new day.
Yes, every day.
All things pass away. Like yesterday is the past. There's nothing we can do about yesterday. And if you're kind of fumbling through what is going on, you know, with my days, I'm serving God and I pay my time. You know how you have this.
Yeah.
Place you get to and you're trying to convince yourself that, you know, I'm doing everything right, but everything wrong is still happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you really have to take a moment of silence.
Yes.
Because the word says, be still and know.
Yes. And I always say, yesterday is gone. Lord, today I'm in need.
Yeah. Yeah. A whole new day. A whole new day. And you can ask him for the new thing for that new day.
Yeah.
You know, because he can't fix yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely reset for the new day. But I tell you what, we really have to get really serious about resetting ourselves and getting in position to really hear God.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, I think the biggest thing with us as people and Christian people, we still want what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we still want God to do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's too much.
And I'm learning in my walk with things that I've been through in life, and doing ministry for single moms, shelter ministry, bus ministry, that a lot of people are hurting. There's a lot of women that are hurting, families, and they hold on to what's been done to them, and then they blame where they're at because of what somebody did or said or
that's true.
Whatever the situation was, they blame it on, and then they hold on to it. And they want God to answer their prayers, but they're holding on to hatred, unforgiveness, pity, and they don't want to let go. But then they want God to bless them, but God can't do that if you're not seeking Him and searching Him and crying out to Him to heal that.
Yeah.
Instead of blaming it on everybody else or on the situation, and the only way He's gonna manifest and bring the change and bring the healing and bring newness is if you let go. And he will do it. It's awesome when you let go. You give him your heart and he will heal that pain and bring change.
And that's the corner of 22. That's exactly what you just said. What the Lord was speaking about as far as the garbage, because all that old stuff is just garbage. And it will clutter you up. It'll clutter you up and you won't even have. That clutter is jumbled. It'll jumble up your mind. It'll jumble up your heart. And you won't have room to make that fresh start. So that's why we have to acknowledge that your fresh start is a gift from God. And he is doing a new thing in you. So don't, you know, perceive it Don't miss it. That's what God is saying. So we have to trust God and know that he's making a new way for you. And the question, another question is, haven't you tried it your way long enough? Just trust him. It's not a quick fix, but making a new way in the desert and stream in the wasteland. He is trying to come in and take those dried up places in our lives and restore them or make them anew or refresh, you know, and that's why it's so important that we hit the reset or the restart. Because, like you were just speaking about, people want to take all that baggage. One thing that I do know, spending time with the Father, is he's not going to walk in no junk. He's not going to walk in no filth. He's not going to come over all this garbage. He's not going to do that. He's going to leave you over there trying to figure that thing out. And then once you get in that place, you know, you surrender.
Yes.
It's a place of surrender.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's what I learned finally, when I finally got it and I let go, I was like, God said he wanted me to love him more than the situation that I was going through, the person that was hurting me, you know, even my family. It was like, yeah, you're focusing on what they're doing, what they're saying, what he's doing. He goes, but I don't see you talking to me. I don't see you falling in love with me. Until you fall in love with me, you cry out to me, I will heal all that. I will heal them too. And I finally got it. And so I started saying, okay, God, here I am. Here's my part. And I started, you know, reading his word. And even though at times I didn't understand, but as you read it, the Holy Spirit will start giving you revelation and healing.
That's so true. That's that place of surrenderance, though. You know, you have to.
You have to know
that. You know, and it sounds like you have done that, you know, and that's why God can show up and show out in your life and just allow you to be all you can be at this point in time. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to Commercial America. We'll come back. Call us. Feel free to call us. Y'all send a number. Don't play. Call us. And we will, you know, kind of flow in this topic together and just see what is on the heart of people today. So we'll be right back.
Don't let me lose our way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey. The things you have planned for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever.
Laura. Welcome back, Laura.
Welcome back.
I know, right? I'm so excited about today. I'm excited about every day.
Every day.
Every single day. Because
yes.
It's brand new.
It's
and that's kind of what we're talking about today, is knowing that we actually have an amazing power and authority to reset every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
That's new. You can hit the reset button. You know, today.
Yes.
Most people think, don't just open your mind. That is what we're here to do, is to blow the wind and open the mindset of people for them to really know how, God is just so omnipotent. He's everywhere. But every day, His mercy is new.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really reset your life every single day. Some people think, well, it's just spring. I'm just going to reset. I'm going to see what God's going to do. No, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to activate.
Yes.
And you have to take dominion and charge
and
authority over your day and your time.
Even if you're not feeling it, just do it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing too hard for God.
Come on.
There's nothing too hard for God.
Nothing. But we got to give it to Him.
But we got
to
give it to Him.
That's that place.
Release it.
Yeah. I believe that really people, they want God, but they don't want to lose the control.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing. They don't want to let go, because you have to let go and give Him room to come in and do those things in your life.
Yeah. And also doing it their way.
Yeah.
That's why God's word says His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. So that's when we're like, no, maybe my way is not God's way. I better, go to the word.
That's it. And when you turn your heart to your mind,
there's
the balance.
Yes.
You have to have that, because you can have it in your spirit all day.
You know what I'm going to do, and I want.
You say
that. Yeah.
You know, someday I'm going to. Why not today?
Yeah.
Instead of someday.
Yeah.
Today is
that's
the day
safe.
That
today.
The Lord has made.
Yes.
And we will what?
Rejoice
and
be
glad
in
it.
So today.
Yeah.
That's
it. So how glad are you?
Yeah.
You know, we really have to walk in what we're declaring.
Yeah.
Walking it out, and that's why we are just like this peculiar people times two.
Yes. Because if you continue to put it off and put it off and put it off, there will never be change. There will never be transformation. There will never be healing. And you'll be in the same place,
that's
in the
it.
Same boat, sinking.
That's it.
Going
down. That's it. Which takes us to another scripture, America. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians. That is 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this is such an amazing word. And God is so amazing. You want to read that, Lauren? And you're translating.
2 Corinthians
5:17.
5:17.
Mm-hmm.
I have it in my hand. 5:17.
There you go.
Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Look at all the things I have become new.
Isn't that amazing?
They have become
so
new.
I just love it when the Lord calls us to a place, that clarion call. So He says in His word, a lot of times when I am kind of going through something a little bit, and I'm remembering the word of God, because, that's what the Holy Spirit does, brings all things back to our remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
And when God puts something in my spirit, man, or my heart, and I elevate it and I give it back to Him. I say, Lord, You say right here in Your word that, therefore, if any man, not just that man or some man or woman, in Christ, become a new creature. Old things will pass away. And all things, not some things, not many things, but He says all things will become new. And in that, God acknowledges our reset and our restart. Love, because He loves us. And when we become new, we can allow ourselves to turn to Him. No matter how hard we try or how much we deny or how far we've gone, we can't get restarts without God.
That's right.
We have to have Him to do that, to help us.
Yes. And something I've learned, growing in God, that we're always going to go through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to go. There's always going to be trials and tribulations. And if we learn to trust God, it's just much easier when we read His word and seek His word. And even if we don't get the understanding at the time, it shall manifest.
That's
it shall come to pass. And it's a lot much peaceful.
Yeah.
But we do have our seasons.
Yeah.
We have our seasons, but we just got to trust Him.
That's it.
America, you will not go wrong if you just, no matter what, even if you question, it's okay to question.
It is.
Trust him. Just trust him.
It is. It, one thing about the trust thing, it's the hardest place to get to.
Yes.
But it's the best place to be.
Yes.
And when you arrive there, you will understand that nothing else matters.
Yes. And I've learned to look at myself, because if there are things in me, God, that I'm doing wrong, that I say, that I start questioning me instead of the people or whatever I'm going through with, whatever. Instead of looking at them, I pray for them, but I start saying, God, what is it about me that I need to change? Where is it in me that I, instead of focusing on others, if you focus on yourself, where are you at?
Come on.
That's when the change.
That's it.
Unit.
Okay.
And then you start showing you. And you might not like it. But it's okay, because God's the Father that He corrects.
But you know what? In the end, you will like it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because it is love.
And you're going to be like, oh, thank you, Dad. It was worth it. You know, thank you for correcting.
Yeah.
Thank you for changing my heart. Thank you for teaching me to your ways are higher
That's
and
it.
Trusting you.
When you begin to talk about that, I begin to think about David and how he used to ask God every day, you know, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. That's what you were just saying, you know.
I'll be like, God, do surgery in my heart. What surgery needs to take place?
It's so amazing, though, to have it. And that's why you're so contagious and so amazing. And that's why I love you to the maximum glue. Yes, because you are so sold out. And whatever it takes, you're there. And we're going to talk about it a lot more when we come back. So we're going to go to our commercial, America. And we will be right back.
Streets of my mind.
Well, we are back, America. We're back to this amazing topic of hit the reset button or spiritual restart. You can call it what you want, same thing, but let's go. Okay? Let's do this because it's so imperative that we really do this.
Yeah.
We were just talking about in this season, we are definitely in the season of spring coming up, which means almost pretty much basically we're rolling up the conclusion of the first quarter of the year of Jubilee. So this is our year, men and women of God. So this is the time to, you know, proclaim what is yours.
Yes.
But we have to do it with the right mindset.
Yeah.
You know, and let all of those old things, leave them in the past. Get ready, like Isaiah 43 says, but the new thing.
Yeah.
And see what God has for you because it's all things are new.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a little bit of encouragement there, even more so, because the word is an encourager. The word is, what do you say to this?
It's fire. It's life. It's boom.
Yeah.
The most powerful gun in the whole wide world.
This reminds me of the new wine. I can't remember her name. Was it Ella. And Elma. She was doing the pow, 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 the ammo.
Yeah.
This is our ammunition.
Yes.
And it is. And you can shoot it down.
Yes.
It never sets the ammo down and anybody else
can
get in the way.
Well, because of God's
power. Yeah, it could be a knife too. You cook. Okay, y'all, we're going to Job 11 and 13, where the word of God is so real. You want to take us there, Lord?
Yes. It says, if you prepare your heart, if you prepare your heart and stretch out your hands towards him.
Listen, God is hilarious to me. Now, he gives us an option. He says, he just said, just prepare your heart. If you do it, this is what happened for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of took a few little notes, and the expression of this is passion of the term. You have to have passion, and as you turn your heart, I truly, deeply believe that no matter how much it is in our mind to shift, we have to know that until it's in our heart, it's when the total reset really is. Because we can think on it, and then the word tells us to think on these things, but if you don't put your heart and your mind in alignment, now, that's when you become the most powerful person that you can be, first of all, for yourself. And I have learned that through the years that, you know, we can be all we can be for other people. But what have we been for ourselves? You know, and that was one of the things that I had to really find the balance in, because I was kind of being pulled back and forth and kind of tossed and driven.
We learned the hard way, huh?
Yeah. They burn off and left me in the dust after they done got their power and rejuvenation and all that. Some of that's okay too, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we're whole and complete in our minds and our hearts. So lined up on that parallel. Because one thing about the cross that the Lord just gave me this revelation about the cross is that on the parallel, it's you and God. That's why if you look at every cross, the tallest part of the cross is the parallel. That's you and God. And the horizontal, the shortest part of the cross is you and me. So we have to stay lined up on that parallel, long and tall, just communicating. And it kind of reminds me of Jacob's ladder, you know, when the angels were going up and bringing back, you know, taking the prayers up and bringing the blessings back down. It's just amazing when you shift your mind. You know.
And something I want to share is says, where it says, if you prepare your heart, and stretch out your hands towards him, you know. And like me, something that I have my intimacy with God, and I prepare my heart every morning, every night, day and night, you know. But there's something about when I go to church and the pastor does an altar call. And I mean, when he does an altar call, there's something about the altar and there's something about corporate anointing.
That's
and
right,
he says, prepare
right.
your heart. If you have any struggle or you sin against God or you know, or you're hurting or you're sick, come to the altar. And I mean, I'm the first one there. I'm like,
I do believe
that. And I look around and I'm like, you know, Lord, I know I'm not the only sinner here, okay? I mean, I got my struggles just like everybody. But if there's something about prayer and corporate anointing and coming to the altar and giving your heart to God, and that's when I will go up there and I'll be like, and then, you know, many others too, not just me. Many others come to the altar and they give their hearts to God and they leave it in the altar, and then we have to let go and let Him, and then He'll show you. He'll start showing you where you're wrong, where you need to change, and the words will start manifesting. And there's some people that want to give their hearts to God, but because the enemy is lying to their minds that they're not worthy or the sin, whatever it is, they're ashamed. Because I used to be like that in the beginning. I was ashamed to go give my heart to God, and not no more. I'm like, every day, do surgery in my heart. And so I've learned to take my heart everywhere. And give it to God at home, in the altar, with prayer, with sisters, with wherever He leads me. And it's 99% of the time it's around prayer words.
But trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. We are not mistaken about how you flow. Trust me. We know, I mean, because you illustrate. You really do walk it out. You know, I'll never forget, and I thank God for that everlasting impression the first day I met you. It was just the most amazing thing. I mean, so many things were in that day. But just, you know, first of all, connecting with you. Not even knowing that I was going to meet you that day, because considerably for me, it was the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like getting ready to walk to the front and lock the door, and the door opens, and here comes this amazing vessel. Just amazing. Walk through the door and blow the brand new wind. And that's encouraging, especially when you're the wind blower. We're going to get into the depth of that story when we come back, America. So y'all want to hear it? Y'all better come back. We'll be back.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Well, we are back, America. So welcome back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. This is so amazing because I tell you, this word is so weighty. You know, it's a new wind today. You know, and I'm just grateful that we're able to share this with the world and just kind of, you know, just kind of give you a place of encouragement, you know, to know that you can do this, you know, and we can do all things through Him, which is Christ, who strengthens us. You know, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, so, you know, just taste and see that the Lord is good, okay? Because He is, you know, His mercy is new every single morning. And we have to know that. And who doesn't know that and run into that place? Where are you going this morning? Over here to get some new mercy. I'm all right. Because it's brand new, and I got to get it,
yeah.
You know? And then you can. That's what makes us so contagious, because we're refreshed every morning.
Yeah.
We're reset every single morning.
Every
okay,
morning.
Lord, did we just get the revelation on who we are? Okay? Just figured it out.
Everything, day and night.
Isn't that awesome? Okay, so Acts 3:19, you ready to roll up? Take us there.
It says, therefore, repent and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. The times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Now, that is so amazing. Read that again. That's cool.
Therefore, repent and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away. That times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
From the presence. Ooh, so you got to get in His presence, America. For that time, of refreshing and newness and all of that. And when I was reading that last night, my interpretation was that I see clearly repentance.
Yes.
Which means just stop.
Yes.
And you just got to turn the other way.
Yes.
By making new ground, whether it's spiritually, mentally, and physically. And everything that we do in life is a gadget. You know, we have gadgets in life. You know, we were talking about this, I think, before the show, how, you know, your TV has it's a gadget, really. Your phones, we talked about that. Everything, anything, especially electrical.
Yes.
You know, especially electrical. And we are an electrical driven world.
Yeah.
We really are. But I'm telling you, your car, new battery, you got to get new, okay, for all the things that we need in life to work.
Yes.
So why can't we considerably reset our own button?
Yes.
You know, we have to do that. And then not only in our spirit, man, but our physical, too, because we have to take care of ourselves. We have to eat right.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the right things
that's new,
you know, for these bodies to last as we go through this amazing journey.
Yes.
Of the kingdom call.
Yes. You know? Yes. And I have a son that he tells me, Mom, because everything is my God. Everything's about God in my life.
Yeah.
Everything. Because everything has to be about God. Everything. And I said, let me ask you something. I say, does God have to give you breath every day?
Yeah.
He goes, yes. I said, okay. Everything has to be about God because He gives us breath. And His word is breath, His life is fire, so everything. He goes, oh, Mom.
But that's beautiful, though. That is beautiful. And then just to be able to encourage Him, you know, because He had a question. And, you know, the Lord definitely asks us questions. But the question today is, do you know that we are positioned by God to reset and to restart our lives? And the best way to do that is through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to continue to spend time with Him and give Him those things that we have no control over, and even some of the things that we do.
Yes.
And that's held out.
And it's okay to be upset, angry, to hurt, to cry. Just let it out. Give it all to
you. Yeah, you have to.
It'll be better.
And that's what's so beautiful about this word of the Lord, you know, and the encouragement of hitting the reset button. Because when you have that opportunity to know that you can do that and you can really get in position, because we're positioned by Him to receive everything that He has for you, things that you would have never imagined in your life will come to pass.
Yes.
Because that's that Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
Well, he says, I know the plans that I have for you. Go ahead.
Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a future and hope.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Isn't that beautiful? So when God's telling you that, you can take it to the bank.
Yeah.
You got to go right, get in that place, roll right in it, and say, Lord, I'm here. You said in your word, in Jeremiah 20, you can do all of that.
Yes.
And tell Him, so I'm here to get all of that. The plan.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, I want all of that that you say in this word.
Yeah.
You got to get radical.
Yeah. And whatever it is that you're going through, it's just going to be a testimony.
That's it.
It's going to be a testimony.
Yeah.
To glorify Him.
It is. And this, the thing that's so amazing about that testimony is there is no money without a pit. Okay. America. So just know that. What you going to talk about if they have
a pit? Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So hello. And just really know that, and then that really, I'm learning too, as we live and breathe every day, the things that we go through are not even really about us.
Yes.
There are, like, we're going through what we go through to help somebody else.
To be an other folk.
That's yes.
Right.
That's
right.
Okay.
That's right.
We do, so that we can show them that we made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it out. And so can you. You know, I'm telling you, girl.
Yes.
Whew, God is good. And we have to believe that. But we're going to roll on to 1 Peter. I believe that. No, 2 Peter. That's where we're going. 2 Peter, that's chapter 1, verse 3. Let's see where we're going, Laura. Yes. So I tell you, I'm excited about this word because it's nothing like the Lord talking to us every day in His word and reminding us who He is. But this is the most amazing thing about 2 Peter 1 and 3 to me. According as His divine power has given unto us all the things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him, and that have called us to the glory and virtue. So the thing about that well, the revelation for me was his divine power. Mm-hmm. So when he talks about his power, he has given us everything that we need. God invites you, me, and everyone to press in to hit and hit the reset button. We got to go in and do it, not just when things are crazy. Mm-hmm. Not then. We have the opportunity to do that, but as a life practice in our private thoughts or our conversations mm-hmm. and the moment of decision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Making a conscious decision,
mm-hmm.
today is the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say it all the time. We don't say it lightly. We really do mean it. We just have that place of joy when we talk about today is the day that the Lord has made,
yes.
because it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we will rejoice because we really do.
Yeah.
We elevated to that place that is, we can't do nothing but walk it out because of how we're connected.
And it's easy to praise God when everything is good, but God also wants to teach us that he wants us to praise him even when we don't understand
yeah.
and we're going through trials and tribulations. He wants us to praise him always through the trials or having peace or just always.
Yeah, because I tell you, while we're asleep, the enemy's up. He's busy.
Mm-hmm.
He's always trying to put stumbling blocks and whatever, all those things out. So one thing that I always remember when in the Word where he says that every morning sin is crouching at your door.
Mm-hmm.
That means that it is in position.
Mm-hmm.
It has a posture because a crouch
mm-hmm.
is a posture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like way down low. Waiting for you to open your door in the morning
mm-hmm.
to jump up on you.
Yeah.
So.
And if he can't get to you, he'll try to get to your children or to your family. And that's when I start also taking authority. I say, oh, no, you're not. This is what the Word says. And I start praying for them. Even if they were being rebellious, even if they backslid, it doesn't matter. I start picking up the Word of God and I start praying until. Pushing until
something
happens, you know, and it's just because
so you pick up your sword,
and then I'm like, whoa! And then I say, another sword. So what am I telling them? You know, instead of feeling sorry or glorifying the enemy, because there's sometimes I hear so many people glorify the enemy, did this, the enemy. No, the enemy is dead to me. He's been defeated in the cross, and we got to go to the Word. And even if we don't see it happening right away, we have to feel.
He says that in his word, though, but we, you know, we're going to actually conclude in this, but we're going to take you to Proverbs 4:23, and that's where in the word God tells us, so just kind of read that one for us more as we transition out of our amazing topic today, America, we're so excited about it.
Proverbs 4:23,
we'll conclude that, and then we will just, you know, step on out, right?
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
America,
woo!
Did you hear God? He said,
oh my
even God tells us in his word that we all have issues.
Yes.
So there are so many people be like, oh my God, they got issues. I can't do that. You have it too.
We got to look in the mirror.
Yes, and we all have issues. And the thing about our heart is, because that's where they flow from our heart. Our heart is a belief system. What we believe about God, what we believe about the Bible, even about ourselves, is ultimately what determines the course of our life. So with that being said, we'll be right back.
Amen.
all today for being here with us,
yes,
for listening to this amazing,
yes,
impartation,
yes,
of the wind, you know, and I just believe that this wind really came from the north,
yes,
because God is in the north,
yes,
and that he wants us to be satisfied,
yes,
you know, with who we are.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is get in his presence,
mm-hmm,
like the word has encouraged us to do, and stay there,
mm-hmm,
you know.
And ask him to search your heart.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes. And just know, you know what, I have issues.
Yes.
That takes you to the place of surrendering, which is repentance.
Yes.
And once you repent and you turn,
yes,
and you walk into him and his glory, your life will never be the same. You know, so I just encourage each and every one of you to,
yes,
you know, for listening and going back and listen again.
Yes.
Because every time I read the word or hear something,
oh,
I get something different.
Different.
A different revelation,
yes,
on interpretation.
Yes. Yes, that's so true.
Right?
Yes.
Every time, you know. So I just thank God for that and for his word. And I thank him for,
yes,
you today, Laura,
well,
for being
thank
here.
Thank you for you, too.
And for just being a pillar in this amazing time.
Yes. I'm so thankful and grateful.
You're amazing. Yes,
you are.
Amazing. Yes, I love you with everything in me. And I just thank God for all of the nuggets. And just know we cannot forget that we really are the,
yes,
bling of the earth.
Yes, we are.
You know, and that's that sparkling, blinging thing, but really our spirit man,
yes,
our really the light. And we,
yes,
know how to come in and just shatter darkness.
Yes, and we're really,
yeah,
blessed to be able to,
yeah,
man.
You know, we really are. So God is good. And I just pray that you would all be encouraged today,
yes,
and be mindful to know that today is the day that you can hit your reset button,
yes,
or to restart. And just know, even though we're running up on 11 here in our zone of time, but it may be 12 in your time,
yes,
or one, I don't know what time it is,
yes,
where you're at, but it's the right time.
Yes.
You know, to know that you can,
that's right,
be all that you can be, you know, in the land today. So just be encouraged. So you want to take us out, Laura?
Yes. Well, I just want to tell everybody, have a blessed week. God loves you, and he's ready for you to call, cry out to him.
Yeah, he really is. He is. So America, be encouraged. Same time next week, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. So we hope to see you here at our Mornings at the Magic Show. And callers will be looking for you next week. So we're out of here. We'll be back next week. We love you.
We love you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Anthony. Even though you were